Merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Vice Chairperson. Thank you, the Special Rapporteur and other members of the committee. I would like to start by adding something to what the member of the delegation just said about the compensation at the level of the Supreme Court in charge of, about the commission at the Supreme Court in charge of compensating victims of illegal detention. I would like to say that from the beginning, we did not have so many people seizing that commission. But with more and more awareness which is being raised by the government, more people are coming to the commission, and the commission is rendering decisions as the one he has just cited. The question that relates to the rights of LGBTQ, I would say the concept of LGBTQ does not conform to the moral values of the Cameroonian society, for which the state is the guarantor. The person who asked the rapporteur, the member of the committee who asked this question, rightly said in our report, it is stated that LGBTQ is against the moral values of Cameroon. So Cameroon's position is not contrary to the provisions of Article 2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Article 26 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which list prohibited grounds for discrimination. Furthermore, this position complies with Article 29 sub 2 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Article 29 sub 7 of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which prescribed the respect for the moral and cultural values of each society. Moreover, homosexuality in particularly generally only gives rise to investigations and possible prosecutions and convictions when it is practiced in the public arena or in the events of denunciation. Cases of investigation, prosecution, and conviction are few and far between. In any event, those concerned benefit from all the procedural and institutional guarantees of a fair trial. So it is not because somebody is LGBTQ that fair trial guarantees will not be ensured for that person. So people who come before the courts are treated equally. So as I was saying, all persons in Cameroon enjoy without distinction equal protection against attacks on their physical and moral integrity. So if an LGBTQ person is attacked, that person has the right to seize the courts for redress. And I saw in the shadow reports of one of the civil society organizations a case mentioned where an LGBT person was attacked and the case was brought to court and the court heard the matter and granted compensation. The next issue I would like to handle is concerning human rights defenders. In Cameroon, the normative framework on public liberties, that is freedom of association, freedom of assembly, freedom of expression, and others, and the relevant treaties ratified by Cameroon enables human rights defenders, individually or collectively, as part of civil society organizations, to carry out their activities freely, so long as they respect the laws in place. So, like everyone else in Cameroon, human rights defenders enjoy the protection of administrative and security authorities. In addition, allegations of violations of their rights are investigated and, where appropriate, prosecuted, and perpetrators punished and victims granted compensation. So the case that was mentioned is not an exception. So it does not matter whether you are a journalist, whether you are a human rights defender, whether you are somebody else in society, when your case comes before the court, the case is treated according to the law. Fair trial principles are respected. It is also important to mention that Cameroon also cooperates with regional and international mechanisms that have a mandate to defend human rights defenders. This is the case with the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders and Focal Point on Retaliation in Africa. Furthermore, through various public administrations and entities, the state of Cameroon supports human rights defenders on the one hand by establishing collaboration platforms, and on the other hand, by receiving and processing their petitions alleging human rights violations. So, Cameroon takes measures to respect the rights of human rights defenders in various ways. And I would like to say here, yeah, when we talk of different platforms, we include even the preparation of this report. Civil society organizations came in to give their own point of view under the leadership of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission represented here. So there are a lot of instances where human rights defenders and government stakeholders work together. Coming to the question on the death penalty, the member of the committee rightly said Cameroon is a retention state and asked and went further to ask whether this moratorium concerns only execution of sentences or it also concerns the passing of judgments, that's the sentencing of persons to the death penalty. The courts in Cameroon continue to sentence accused persons to death. And it is important to mention that this is done only for the most serious offenses. And when an accused person is sentenced, is convicted and sentenced, he or she has the right to apply to the President of the Republic of Cameroon for pardon. And this is usually done through the Ministry of Justice, specifically through the Department of Criminal Matters and Pardon. And I want to assure you here that in all of those cases, pardon has been granted. In all of those cases, pardon has been granted. That is why for more than 35 years in Cameroon, we've not had anybody executed. So some people may ask, but why